the rest of the story. American naturalist and bird illustrator John James Audubon was a phenomenal success in his own lifetime. He had no credentials as such, no scientific training as a naturalist, no particular aptitude for species identification, and yet his incomparable collection called Birds of America originally sold for about $1,000 a set, and recently one of those first editions was sold at auction for $352,000. Despite the rewards he lived to enjoy, John Audubon had not always been successful. For quite a while, in fact, he was near destitute. But there's something which sustained him through that period of his life, something which enabled him to continue his work, something so obvious you're going to be amazed if you haven't already guessed the rest of the story. John Audubon was born in Haiti, then called San Domingo. His father was a French adventurer, a naval officer for the Republic, whose considerable fortune was made through trade, through agriculture. The senior Audubon was an unyielding commander, a deft manipulator, except when it came to his own son. Despite the strict life of the naval base, young John grew up wild and willful and spoiled. Eventually, Dad gave up and sent John to Paris to study art. It was to be a brief experience for the boy, for shortly thereafter came the rebellion in San Domingo, and with it the collapse of his father's fortune. John was immediately shipped off to America, where he would live with friends of the family, but regardless of the fact that a degree of adversity was upon him for the first time, he continued to lead the undisciplined life of a Navy brat, even for a time as an adult. A string of business ventures met with failure in each case, lead mines, lumber mills, until 1819, when at last John Audubon, now 34, was completely bankrupt. Left only with the clothes on his back, he turned to that one skill in which he had at least been partially trained, his drawing. And for a while he did crayon portraits at $5 a piece, but people for John were uninspiring subjects, so he moved to Cincinnati, became a taxidermist. And yet everyone who knew him knew that couldn't last. And sure enough, one morning John was gone. Out upon an adventure of his own, down the Ohio and Mississippi rivers to paint birds. For art was the only thing that even remotely satisfied John. And birds were somehow the only models he wished to paint. He had already drawn many birds, but now he was going to draw them all, and he was going to publish his collection. By 1831, John James Audubon was acclaimed the foremost naturalist in America. Accompanying this distinction was the monetary success of his art. His days of impoverished restlessness were over for good. Yet if you're a bird lover or simply an admirer of John Audubon's incomparable illustrations, you ought to know this much more about that period in the artist's life. He gave up everything in the pursuit of his goal. For John Audubon during those years, when his gifted brush was creating masterworks since worth many fortunes, John Audubon in the wilderness, literally and figuratively in the wilderness of his career, was forced not just to hunt and kill the birds which became his models, but to sustain his own life. His models became his meals. He ate them. And now you know the rest of the story.